Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Imagine this. Imagine this. What was happening in the world when Joseph and Mary were following God, coming to Bethlehem for the census to be counted, and God, Emmanuel, was in her womb. So she was carrying God, the mule was carrying Mary, and Joseph was leading them both as they were all being led by the voice of God. And so imagine what was happening. Everybody was probably living their day-to-day life, like, oh, you know, whatever, we're going to go shopping today, we're going to have breakfast, we're going to, back then, grow something, you know, whatever. And they had no idea, They had no idea that in the midst of all these folks on the face of the earth, redemption laid in the womb of this woman. Mm. I mean, think about it. Redemption, access to God, a holy sacrifice, a perfect Lamb of God who is worthy to take away the sins of the world, who is the one who is worthy to unloose the seals, to take the title deed to earth. But nobody knew it. Everybody's going about their normal day, and on a donkey of all things, on a mule, redemption itself was on its way to Bethlehem, the house of bread. Mm. And it's just an amazing thing. I mean, and, you know, and imagine, I'm sure there was people that thought, well, you know, it's been 400 years and I'm tired of hearing about this old time religion. We've been in this oppression. We're under this evil Herod. And, you know, I don't know what happened, but it's just, you know, it's crazy things going on. But all along, they had no idea, except for Anna and a few others, that, and Elizabeth, that this child, this Redeemer was in the womb of a woman on a mule being led by Joseph to a place that you thought government was totally in control, but God was using government to orchestrate a census that brought his son to Bethlehem so he could be counted. Listen, government's not in control. We'll talk about that in today's program. And he was coming in because they were going to start counting folks. One, two, three. I don't want no census counting me. That looks so foolish. You know, what? Like, God can't see you already? Fill out your census form. That's ridiculous. This is a nation. We got to account for us how funding happens in your state.
That's right.
Jesus was counted. God's in control. Relax, bro. It's just like, you know, so he's going, the redemption of all mankind is in the womb of this woman. And, you know, you're looking close to you're in the last trimester. And I mean, my goodness, I couldn't imagine. Today you have, you know, and women riding in minivans their last trimester. And it's like complaining, like, she was on a mule. There was no air conditioning in the mule. You're talking about hot. You're talking about miserable. But she's carrying God. God allowed himself to be carried like that. But imagine this. What were people doing there in that time? Well, more than likely, most folks who weren't hearing from God and what God was about to do, which is the majority of the folks on the face of the earth, didn't realize that God had a plan to redeem them. And his plan was coming on the humble mule. Inside of a woman who they'd assume that Joseph was the biological father of, because it just looked like a normal family, but they didn't realize he wasn't the father. As a matter of fact, he hadn't even laid with her until after Jesus was born. She was the Spirit of God hovered over her and planted the seed of God in the womb of woman. And now the Redeemer himself was inside of Mary. And I want to encourage you today that right now you're looking around and you're thinking, you know, what does it come to? You know, look what's the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. Look what people are doing. Look what religion, what's happened to religion. I mean, what's happening? But I got good news for you. God has a plan to redeem mankind. You just got to pay attention. You have to look for what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You have to hear his voice. You need to respond. Christmas is about God was going to redeem mankind. He had a plan to redeem a fallen man, a man who could not ever, ever, ever be righteous enough to be saved, but would be saved through what he was, who he was about to birth, which was his one and only son. And if you don't pay attention, you're like a census taker running and knocking on the stable where they're at, and you're like, oh great, I got to go down to the stable and count the farmhands down here. It's like, you missed it, son. That's Jesus in there, mm-hmm. with Joseph and Mary. I mean, they were going to be at the Hilton, but they didn't have no room at the Hyatt. And so here they are down here, and it's like, man, nobody really even knew that God loves you so much that he wants to redeem you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand, there's nothing, no sin too big, you know, no crime too large, and all that stuff that religion's told you that God cannot save you. Even when you don't even know it, he's working out a redemption plan for you. But if you don't pay attention, if you don't realize this is your moment, this is your time, when everybody's trying to steal away Christmas, not everybody, but a few folks that have the power are trying to steal away Christmas, they're trying to steal away your redemption plan, God's redemption plan to redeem you from a fallen state, to redeem you from the pit, to redeem you from the miry clay, to be able to forgive you and to restore you. Yeah, you can look around and say, there couldn't be no plan. All I see is families and pregnant women and you know, religious folks and people, you know, saying they're prophets and all this kind of stuff. But if you look deep, if you look beyond that, there's a redemption plan for this generation. Understand, that's what was going on about now. As we're getting closer and closer to the day that we celebrate Christmas, begin to imagine, before he was born in the manger, they were following the voice of God, being led because there was a census being taken in by the government,
mm-hmm.
in Jerusalem. And they were going to go to Bethlehem, and there they were going to be counted. And how many people have missed God because they began to say, God's not in control. You know, there's no way that God could have established this government. There's mm-hmm. no way. And we're going to talk about that in the next program, four programs back to back, back to back. Don't miss it. Understand, he is so in control, and this is what he wants to do. He wants to redeem you through his son. He wants you to recognize his redemption plan. He wants you to recognize outside of his son, there is no way for you to be saved, but he gave his son that you would be saved. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you say, you know, I get it. I get it. All of my righteousness is a filthy rags. Even though nobody else paid attention to the redemption plan, I see it. You love me so much that you gave your only son who died for me, born to die, to pay the price for my sin. Jesus, I want to make you, this Christmas, I want to make you the Lord of my life. If that's you, I want you to go to Meet My Father, meetmyfather.org. We shared a couple of our journeys to God through his son, Jesus Christ, and you too can make that decision today. Say, Jesus, I want you. This Christmas will be totally different. Truly, this will be the Christ in Christmas, for I'm going to receive Jesus in my life. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters?
If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.